individual has got this series. What we call memory is what is implanted and transferred from this seed atom to that seed atom. So that when we take a fresh life, this seed atom will die because it will be destroyed with the body. But it has already transmitted all the memory patterns to the permanent seed atom. And your next life, body, brain, your emotions, your intelligence, your awareness is molded according to what is contained in that permanent seed atom. Patience. You're with us so many million years. Wait for a few minutes. Now, this word now. When we talk of now, the point in time, when we talk about yoga, when we talk about progress, when we talk about path, it is this change that we must bring about in that permanent seed atom. But that can happen only if this seed atom is changed. If this seed atom is changed, that seed atom will change. And therefore, for the next birth, a different type of body, brain, emotions, intellect, awareness will come to you. But if you have made no progress and not transmitted enough progress to that seed atom, if you are slumbering here, you are slumbering there, you will be slumbering in your next birth. Yoga is a conscious practice of changing this seed atom so that it can change that permanent seed atom so that your next life now can be different. And this cannot happen automatically. It will happen automatically over a period of 15-20 billion years. Automatically if you want, and if you have the patience to wait. But if you want progress in 2-3 lifetimes, then you have to change this seed atom. On this path, not only you change the physical seed atom, you also change the astral seed atom and you also change the mental seed atom, so that correspondingly those permanent seed atoms, the physical, the astral and the mental, are changed, so that you have a much better astral body, a much better mental body to work with. But that will depend on your now in this birth. If you don't screw here, nothing will happen. And there is no screwdriver I can use to change your screw. No, I can't. Because it is deep inside your brain where my screwdriver can't reach you. Your own screwdriver will have to work. I can help you to use your screwdriver to work. But your hand must be willing to work. Your brain must be willing to work. If that is not there, we'll keep on slumbering eternally. Even dreamless sleep we can have, peaceful. What is the speed of such transmission? Here nothing is moving. No message is sent or received in the sense that in the objective world we send and receive messages. The infinite divine mind is the medium and the individual mind is the catalyst that puts brain and infinite divine mind in contact. And infinite divine mind gives instant contact between a permanent seed atom in Mahakal and an implanted seed atom in the human brain. This process goes on automatically. Now, to work this process, how to work this process consciously? Note that what is stored in the permanent atom and what is transmitted to the implanted atom in the human brain is memory only. Memory is nearly indestructible. Memory is ultimately the basis of sanskar. This only reincarnates. Let us read this again. Memory is ultimately the basis of sanskar. This only reincarnates. Your now will reincarnate as now. The memory that you have worked and done this will take shape again in the future now. I don't see any registration. Any face or mind, what I'm talking. For this memory to reincarnate, a body-brain system is necessary. Hence, human births and deaths. Till such time one learns and is able to work this process consciously, memory is neither exiled nor deeply frozen. Finally, one day, it is to be totally disintegrated by use of paranada. To these two types of atoms, there is the past and present or future. Because based on past and present is the future worked out, and proper bodies are woven and events take place. So this dreadful now will be always there. That is why at any moment of time we can use the word now. It is a word you cannot be free from, that every moment it is now. It is also a blessing because every moment is also now. If you don't work, it's a curse, and if you work, it's a blessing. In Gujarati, I think there's a very good saying. Jyati jagya ta savar. Right? As you wake up, it is morning. It does not matter if you wake up at 60, 70, 80, does not matter. That's your very good morning. From that moment, you really start. That's your morning. And the moment I will see any one of you taking advantage of now and awakening, I will tell you good morning. Till then I'll wait. Because that's your morning, real morning. All the mornings have been automatic, meaningless. I don't think a needle will even wake most of you. I don't think so. I will have to use something else. Okay, never mind. Where were we? We were on page 5. So we go back to page 3. Do you realize the great danger as well as the great higher possibilities open to you, to an individual who would consciously act as per Yoga Sutra? Based on what has been stated, let us try to understand page 7, 12 we have gone through. Based on the law of resonance and based on the natural ability of a resonator of the human brain, we have now to understand the point in time in relation to the two natural qualities of the human brain. Now is the point in time, not past and future, because both past and future are linked and bound to this now. The brain works on different levels, human being to human being and other types of life. permanent seed atom, to implant a seed atom in each human brain, that the enormously large spectrum of earth, as we have noted above, so environment, soil, air, ocean, etc. But such connection is not on the basis of communication as we know on earth. Here nothing is moving, no message is sent and received, as in the sense that in the objective world we send and receive messages. The infinite mind is the medium, and the individual mind as a catalyst puts brain in contact with the infinite mind, and infinite mind gives instant contact between a permanent seed atom in Mahakal and an implanted seed atom in an individual's brain. This process goes on automatically in each human brain. On this works the intensity chart of each individual and works non-stop like an advanced computer. A proper and conscious matter, we can achieve peace and tranquility. Have you, any one of you, tried to understand the intensity chart? Have you, any one of you, by chance, studied the intensity chart? One day we'll take up the intensity chart and try to understand the intensity chart. The intensity chart is a constantly changing now. The intensity chart is a constantly changing now. This computer has got four channels: the intellectual, the emotional, the sex and movements. It's a combination of these four. All of our events, all of our thoughts, all of our movements is a combination of intellectual, emotional, sex and the physical movement. We do not register all the thoughts that come to us. For example, if you are sitting in a train near a window and the landscape passes by, we hardly see anything. But suddenly if you see a man beating a woman, that we register. Really? What is he doing? See? So like that, of the hundreds of thoughts that come, we notice some. What we notice is strictly as per our sanskar. Whatever the thoughts we register comes later. Whatever the thoughts we pick up, like this particular scene we pick up as we sit in a passing train, like that, whatever thoughts we pick up are based on our sanskar. Of these thoughts that we pick up, we work on some thoughts and we register them. What we register, we create a sum total of so much rajas, tamas, sattva. The intellectual, the emotional and sex is nothing but sattva, rajas, tamas. These are English words for the qualities that our thoughts have. Each thought has a quality. Each event has a quality. Each action that we take is a quality. Each thought that is suppressed has a quality. All these sattva, rajas, tamas keep on increasing, decreasing, continuously with each thought. At the end of each day, we arrive at the final rajas, tamas, sattva. At the end of each month, each year, we arrive at the final total. At the end of our life, we arrive at the final total. Based on this final total of sattva, rajas, tamas, is the quality of the structure of the body, the brain, the awareness and the other structures. Each thought is a noun. How much care do we take at each thought construction? If we know that this total is so important, each day's total is so important, how much care we have taken? Have we examined at the end of the day what could possibly be my plus minus, roughly? You are too tired, you want to sleep, who bothers? If you can take care each night, you will take care each month, each year, and at the end of the life, there will be a total care collected for you of how you have valued your thinking. I don't think we give the least attention. I don't think we care the least as to what thoughts are collected, what satrajas tamas is collected. To hell with all this, let me sleep and forget all about it. You see? It means we are not serious in life. And why are we born? To take care of these. That is the whole purpose of your birth. That is the purpose of your birth. And that purpose is least cared for. That is why I say that if you are in your slumber, you will continue to be in your slumber. You have to one day, one moment in life get up. That if this is all important, I must look at this thing. I must take care of these things. The chart also in one column gives you that if your total thinking is like this, you may be suffering from this type of disease. It is not God sent. It is the product of the total of your thinking. When you study the chart, and if you go over your life and say, why I am getting this, 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 and if you refer the column of your thinking, the column will tell you, you are prone to this thought, you are prone to this thought, you are prone to this thought. Bolo, bolo.
Sir,
how only?
There is an ever-changing thought. Now, when we take the average, what should be the minimum period to determine where we are?
Pardon, pardon.
So, what is the period? How much we need to do plus minus understanding to see where we are?
The very first day.
That would be first.
The very first. The very first day. To be conscious that the mind is working according to such chart. To be conscious of it and to try to work along that path is more important. Once you awake and once you take care, then many questions will arise. Alright, I am conscious, I want to take care. How shall I take care? What must I do? There are so many questions that will follow one after another. And when these questions will come to you from your own heart and mind, not because I am telling you, when you will come out of your slumber, when you will arrive at this fact that in me is a peculiar machine called brain, that is working out for me something like hell or heaven. By way of my thinking, by way of my health, what must I do? How must I stop this nonsense that's going on day after day, moment after moment? When these questions will come out from you, then only somebody will answer you. But those questions must come from your heart and mind. Oh God, if this is so, now what next? You see, that seriousness must be so great, you see, as if your life is at stake, as if your dear one's and near one's life is at stake, and how you are very seriously hurt, how seriously you are aware of the situation. If you are that much seriously aware of that situation about your own self, then will come the answers. Then will come the answers. But not if you look out of the window of a moving train, looking at the landscape, nothing will happen. Let intensity be apart. You see, first let us be aware that such a thing is working. You see, intensity away. First let us see that we are aware that such a thing is constantly going on here. And on this ultimately everything depends. Tomorrow if I make money, tomorrow if I lose money, tomorrow if I see my wife suffering or my child suffering, everything is working here. Nothing is coming from somewhere as a blessing or as a curse. No, forget that. God has no time individually for you and me to curse you or to bless you. No. It is here that is working every moment. The moment we are aware that it is working here, and with all seriousness we want to see, oh God, what will happen? What should I do? When you tremble at that thought, seriously, when you tremble at that thought, oh God, what am I doing? At that moment will come answers, not before that. The answers may come to a person, to a book, to anyone. But you must tremble with that thought that, oh God, what am I doing all this time? You see? And what next? How can I prevent it? You see, such seriousness must come. Have you ever trembled in your life at some fear? Can you recollect any moment in your life when you have really trembled? Can you know that when you wake up for the first time you will tremble like that? Oh God, am I doing all this thoughtlessly? What next? How to prevent it? What is the next step to be taken? And when you tremble like that, you are awake. Let go, tremble. As I say, you are not even done this by now. And I don't think you intend to do this even by tomorrow. Anyway. Where are we? Yeah. When the spiritual fiction becomes fact. You see, when you read the Yoga Sutra, mere reading means spiritual fiction. You read Yoga Sutra and it's nothing but spiritual fiction. When you work, when you experience, then you know what is truth, what is fact. When the eyes can see as clearly the inside of one's own and later of other person's inner body structure as clearly and convincingly as the external world around, fiction changes to fact. When the eyes can see as clearly one's own astral body and the prana rotation inside that body with all the major and minor centers and later other persons as clearly and convincingly as the external world around us, fiction changes to fact. When the eyes can see the incoming impulses vividly, that is, of what type of structure they are, as clearly as the external world around, fiction changes to fact. When the eyes can see the prana of all the seven grades, and the prana in the atmosphere, the oceans till the deepest bottom, and down to the core of the earth, as coming from the sun, moon and other planets, and later from deep inside the universe, as clearly as the external world around, fiction changes to fact. But we need the third eye, as is believed, not special spiritual eyes, but our own two eyes, that would look so normal and yet would become so penetrative that opaque and subtle would no more be opaque and subtle. When distance ceases to be distance, and when curvature ceases to obstruct, the eyes are truly developed. When is this possible? Yoga Sutra of Sage Patanjali would remain at best mere spiritual fiction if the eyes are not developed to see clearly the insight of the body, brain and mind. That is, if true perception of spiritual reading is not possible. How to make this possible is so important that the study of the sutras should be taken up only after such development has taken place. The most important practices leading to perception or spiritual reading are the first and the fifth exercises of upgrading of awareness. First with the prism and the fifth without the prism, though all the five have to be practiced. Human eyes, like the eyes of the kitten, need simple practices to be able to see beyond the physical. The kitten needs only to open and close his eyes during the first early few days so that it may not go blind in the physical world. Fortunately, human eyes are able to perceive, that is, can be developed at any later stage in life, if the eyes are made to practice the two practices in particular stated above, or to go blind spiritually the best of the remaining life. The purpose is to develop perception or spiritual reading, and the purpose with the prism is not the disappearance of the prism, but these practices have to be done sincerely over a few days. This we have read. So, what I am trying to tell you is that if you practice, that if you are seriously awake, then your two eyes will get developed. And when will you have the conviction that I am on the path? When you will be seeing things that you cannot see now. That when opaque walls to you will not be opaque, at that time you will get confidence that now I am awake. You get my point? But to get that confidence, you have to work yourself, on yourself, till such time these two plain, simple-looking eyes can see through the opaque, can see through the subtle thought forms, memory. Nothing is unseen to these two eyes of nature. The human eyes, there is no comparison in the universe. The human brain, there is no comparison in the universe. And yet what are we? Big zero. In spite of receiving the finest gifts of nature, we are zero. It is up to you, friends. Up to you to wake up. It is up to you to work. For the time being, I think of taking a long holiday from you all. I would like to meet somewhere in August, September, October, somewhere there.
Why?
For not being awake, she says, I am punishing her. It is like Khalil Gibran you are talking to me. You know Khalil Gibran's favorite sentence? And he got angry with me for misleading me. You see? That is Khalil Gibran. He got angry with me for misleading me. So she says, if she is punished, because she doesn't want to obey.
So if I ask you, I tell you that I am asking for attention. Not really, you know.
No, it's a deep thought now in me that I may go on a good long holidays of at least 6 months. By the time you're away, go on. I'm giving you 6 months to away. Huh? 2 months. And in any case, we are not meeting for 2 months. Whole of May and end of June is 2 months in any case. Okay, I will do that.
Yes.
April is our last meeting.
Yes.
In May we don't meet, and the last Thursday we meet. In any case, 2 months we don't meet. But I'd like to make that vacation a longer one this time. Because I want to give you time to wake up. What do you say, doctor? What do you say, doctor? How many months are enough? Huh? 8 years come to the right conclusion. If 8 years are not enough, the rest of the life will not be enough to wake up. I am only talking of 6 months only. Wake up. Give me a promise to wake up. Give me a promise to wake up and we'll meet. What say you, doctor?
Sir, we are making our best effort keeping awake. And we do
require... Keeping awake? You are not awake, my friend.
Getting awake.
Trying to be awake.
But we require periodical
meetings from your brain. You are asleep or awake? You can't try to be awake.
We are trying to shake off the sleep.
We require periodical whipping from
here,
otherwise
we are
going deep somewhere.
No, but this just mere talk is no. You must do something. And seriously. Otherwise, how will you one day realize you're moved a little or not? You must be more serious. You can't just take it for granted. You have to do something. You see, when I say, how many of you have done this, I would like to see all the hands going up, you see. There's no incentive for me. You see, there's always some incentive. So for you some incentive to come here, for me some incentive to come here. But that incentive is going away. Because none of you believe in practice. I may make exception to 2, 3, 4 of you, but the rest must practice. And as I've told you here, in this very first page, that if you can do the posture for over 3 minutes, your sight passages are clear. You will be one step ahead, you will see something happening to you, but you don't do it. When I asked how many of you are doing that posture for more than 3 minutes, there were hardly 3 hands are going up. You see? When I asked you how many of you are doing the upgrading of awareness exercise, hardly 3 hands went up. Why not? What is preventing you? What is preventing you? Doctor, what is preventing people from not doing it? Why can't they do it at least? Okay, last chance. We meet in June and otherwise in 92 and later on. June and for the last chance. Uh-huh.
What?
See, on a Thursday it is 60. on a Saturday it is 18. On a Thursday there are 60 people here. On the following Saturday there are 18. And there is no guarantee that this 18 are also regular at home. So what is my incentive? Nothing. Any suggestions to make people do something? Any suggestions?
I'd like to,
you know. Huh?
I'd like
to have people to come for a Any suggestion? Huh? Oh, he says, be with us. That's one thing I would love to. But what is my incentive, doctor? You all must do something.
Sir, you tell us.
But I have not told you then.
Yes,
so
we are doing our
exercise. I am doing my exercise. This is no exercise. I want to develop my bicep. This is the way. This is my concentration. Then my bicep will develop. Like that, are you doing your exercise?
During that hour when we do it.
You do your exercise, but with that concentration and purpose? No. You are doing it because I am telling you and you want to be loyal to me. Find out any 10-15 minutes, quickly do it. I have done today my exercise. No, I don't want you to do like that. There is a purpose behind this exercise. And that purpose is for you. By doing that exercise, you serve that purpose. You are making me happy, that's a different thing because you are doing it. But are you doing it with the purpose behind the exercise? Think of it. What are the minimum advantages you will get? The upgrading of awareness, do you realize that word, upgrading of awareness? Do you know the very first exercise of mere just look into the prism? Have I told you, no, doctor, about just look into the prism? Try to just look into that prism. Do you know the purpose of that exercise? I have just told you here, the first and the fifth. Nothing will be subtle and nothing will be opaque to your eyes. Is that not enough incentive for you to do that exercise? To clear your brain passages. It's not enough for you to do that posture. Then if you don't value this exercise, nothing will happen. Not because I want you to do it, you do it. I thank you for doing it. But you are not serving your own purpose. The refining exercises, the melting of the granthis, do you think that is not enough incentive? To make your body so subtle, so clean, is that not enough incentive? If these incentives don't move you, what will move you then? At least make a resolution in your heart that you will do it. For your own sake you will do it. For half a minute each exercise, 1 minute each exercise. I am not asking for you hours to do together. I am afraid to ask you how many of you are doing 3-step rhythmic breathing. And I don't want to open my eyes. There are many hands up, there may be not more than 5 minutes. Talking about that, there is no exercise we have still done like that. I have just mentioned here. But the exercises I have given you, do that. The incentive is so great, the promise is so great. Do it and see. whether it happens or not. Anyway, friends, we meet on the last Thursday for the last time in June. Then if you don't awake, then there will be a bigger break. I can't help it. That is the last Thursday of June. 25th June for the time being is our next meeting. Not, and I'm afraid maybe the last. Unless you wake up. There must be some possibility, you see. There must be some serious working. 25th will be our meeting, 27th will be our exercise. Well, if you want to come, now I won't call you. If you wish to come, do come. I used to call you every time. Now I am saying, if you wish to come, come for the next Saturday meeting, next for exercise. Any questions? Thank you. Just like that, without you being with me, by one-way traffic. Okay, God bless. We meet next Saturday for exercises if you so wish. And meet on 25th June if some of you are awake.